wall.
Take your tortillas.
Like a wet tortilla.
What about a wet tortilla?
I will pin you to the wall like a wet tortilla.
You don't even know what that means.
Listen to me. Keep your head down.
Keep your head down.
It's not a tumor.
You're a tumor.
What is happening right now?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. Most of my darn self.
Okay, so let's just start.
All right. Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. I like how you have your shirt.
Yes, thank you. I like how I have it too.
Oh, yeah, they can't see it. He's got it like tied into a little knot right up at his at the collar.
Wearing nipple clamps.
Right. We got Brett back with us in the studio. Say hi, Brett.
Hi.
You're supposed to say hi, Brett.
Hi, Brett.
There you go. You got it figured out. So, what's up?
Espresso.
What?
Yeah, so, I realize it gets crazy with me and Brett because we're both caffeine addicts. He's a caffeine.
I'm a caffeine.
You're the caffeine addict.
He is a coffee guy, and I'm an energy drink guy.
I'm a water guy.
Caffeine could put you in a coffin.
Oh, my God. How many times I got to tell you guys, no puns?
Can't stop.
Zero. And I won't stop. I
told you, yeah, we're like Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
We're just like Miley Cyrus. We can't stop and we won't stop.
Well, you better stop.
Don't stop believing.
Hold on to that feeling.
Coffee.
Street lights. People.
You know they make espresso-flavored coffee beans covered in chocolate?
I do.
Those are fantastic.
What happens if you eat it without the chocolate on it? Is it still, like, pretty good?
It's basically coffee, and it's...
Aren't they super bitter?
Oh, yes and no. I mean, they have, like, natural sugars in it, but the chocolate kind of helps it go down easier, in my opinion.
You know what they should make is energy drink. Flavored.
Covered in chocolate.
They make energy gum.
No, I want the beans.
Beans.
You know, I heard those are good for your heart.
Yeah, well, you know, we can stop discriminating against the energy drink guy. We have coffee, everything. Let's expand the energy drink market other than just energy drinks. Let's make energy drink food. Energy food.
You know what's in?
There is energy food. It's all the food you eat.
But as you bite into it, it's...
You get the rush?
Yeah, you get the energy drink in it. It's part of the... They'll say, like, ingredients.
So it's like... mashed potatoes by Red Bull.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's
mashed
in.
Mashed potatoes that get you going. You know what I mean?
You know what's in energy drinks?
Guarana.
Bull sperm.
That's not true anymore.
Anymore?
Anymore. They took it out.
I mean, think about this. You realize how many cows you would have or bulls you'd have to ejaculate to make all them Red Bulls if that was true?
Think about it. I mean
who has that job?
Well, why do you think they call it Red Bull?
Little Timmy.
Well, because they have more synthetic way of making the taurine that they're putting in it that he's referring to. But they used to be a way to get all that, you know, that way. But now they have other beans. They're so big now. Could you imagine how many?
Wait, what's big? The beans or the bulls?
The bulls.
Or the energy drinks?
The bulls' beans.
The energy drinks. It's Red Bull and other ones with taurine in it.
Oh, big like everybody knows about them.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about in size. Sorry, go ahead.
Of course you did, Rob.
So, what does that mean?
Rephrase.
What are you talking about?
Rephrase.
How many times are there 11?
Rephrase.
What?
So.
Back to the bull sperm.
Yeah, it's not bull sperm. So guys, just relax and drink it. And don't let Brett turn you against Team Energy Drink and bring you to Team Coffee, because that's exactly what he's trying to do.
It's true. Coffee comes in so many beautiful flavors like pumpkin spice, caramel. Hazelnut macchiato
and coffee.
Yeah, have you ever had fruit punch flavored or blueberry flavored? Well, yeah, there's blueberry coffee. Crap.
Come on, what do you got?
There's a lot of energy drink flavors that are great. All right,
I think they're all disgusting. I can't handle any of them. They all taste like disgustingness to me. Like Red Bull tastes like somebody took Alka-Seltzer, dissolved one Skittle in it, and that's it.
Are you serious? I think it tastes amazing.
It's absolutely disgusting.
I wish it wouldn't hurt me to drink gallons of it.
You ever made coffee with Red Bull?
No.
Dude, don't give him any ideas.
Are we going to do this?
It tastes funky. I've tried it. It's disturbing.
Sounds awful. I kind of think we should do that as a team.
Oh, actually, listen to this.
It's worse for you because you know what you're expecting, but we should mix a coffee of your choice, an energy drink of my choice, and we'll take a shot each and see what happens.
I am down for the challenge.
I want to see this. Well, I mean, we're not going to do it now, obviously.
We're not?
We should.
We should. I mean,
you can.
You got a coffee pot?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't have any energy drinks. I have to go to the gas station, which is right down the road.
So it looks like we're going to be taking a break soon.
Take five.
You guys are all crazy about these energy drinks, man.
We're just crazy.
Yeah, that is very true.
It's like when you go to Starbucks and you stand at the counter and you're like, hi, I have a double mocha latte with foam with this much foam on the top and skim milk. And then you realize, oh my God, I'm a douche.
You just turned away about six of our listeners. Here, hand out of your pants.
I can't help it.
He's adjusting.
Oh, yes. That wasn't an adjustment.
Well, maybe not for a guy like you, Rob, but for a guy of my...
It was an attitude adjustment.
That's so wrong.
Burn. Burn, gotcha.
But so right in so many ways.
You know I'm going to have to cut that out, right?
Cut what out?
You just coughed in everybody's face.
That's okay. I want them to experience things with us, and they're experiencing me. My lungs cleaning themselves out.
I want them to experience.
Since I quit smoking.
That's how you're talking right now. I want them.
I do a really good Liam Neeson impression. You want to hear it?
Of course. Wait, hold on. Has somebody been kidnapped?
No. Okay. No.
Does he die in the end?
Sure.
Dude, spoilers.
Bananas.
What?
Bananas. Bananas.
You sound like a Sling Blade.
Bananas.
I like the way you talk.
Bananas.
That wasn't even close.
Bananas.
No. Well, both. Either one. But that impersonation was...
Bananas.
I'm not sure what's happening with Brett. I think he's broken.
What movie was this from?
It's just Liam Neeson trying to say bananas. Bananas.
Brett says a bunch of weird stuff.
Bananas. I'm still down for this, you know, Red Bull coffee thing.
Well, Michael's got to run to the store. And Brett's got to make some coffee. And I'm going to sit here on the couch.
Tune in next week for the Red Bull Coffee Challenge.
You know, I thought...
What?
What if we created our own non-lethal weapons that don't cause pain to use on each other? So just real messed up weapons.
How would they work?
Well, like, I'd make a poop gun. And I would find a way to have compressed and I would shoot turds at you guys.
Oh, yeah, that would suck.
Could you actually imagine though if you had a turd gun and you just at random shot people with turds?
Like, I think you would have zero friends.
As you figure out what's going on, you'd be so upset. What is
So what kind of turds? Are they like solidified turds
it's
or like
just
fresh?
Whatever you got,
whatever,
man.
You can find.
Whatever you got. I mean, you have a good...
Well, you know who has a good arsenal?
Oh, the Tupperware poop lady.
That's right.
I really hope the listeners listen to that episode first.
If not, they need to go back and listen to it.
She'd be a great ally in this.
Yeah, because she's already got a good stash of her ammo.
Yeah, she stockpiles that stuff.
Hey, I bet she's got hemorrhoids.
Could.
Hey, what?
So what kind of weapon did you create? I'd create a turd gun.
Something that's non-painful, but it would like hurt you in a different way.
Yeah, try to create a weapon to use on me or Brett that would be... really crappy.
Well.
Pun did it.
No, that wasn't a good one.
It was still a pun. It counts. I got a pun in this episode.
But it wasn't good.
It's still a pun. Pun.
No, really. What kind of weapon would you make?
Well, the best kind of weapon to use on somebody is one that like makes them question their own sanity. So mine would be.
Mine makes them question my sanity.
Yeah.
Where's it getting them turds?
I don't know where I was going with that. My weapon of choice would be one that makes you question your sanity. So it would be like, I would make a camera that like, when I took a picture of you, it showed a picture of, so I don't know.
What?
I was going to do it like where you take a picture of you, but there's somebody standing behind you and you turn around, there's nobody there.
But that's a weapon?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
I'm going to destroy you with my poop gun.
Well, maybe I like being covered in poop. All right, here, how about this? I know what I can make that would destroy you.
Okay.
And you're about to hate me because You're going to hate me for the whole rest of this entire episode. All I need is one picture.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm already itching.
See, I don't even have to say it.
Wait, what? Where is this going? What did I miss?
There's a
Phil Brett in, but lightly.
Where is this going?
Basically, it's called trypophobia. Anytime there's a group of holes or circles.
No.
It really messes with him.
Dude, yes. No. That, like, no. I have nightmares with that. You're talking like a honeycomb?
Yep.
Or people that do that funky makeup that looks like there's like a thousand. No.
I sent him a picture the other day.
No.
Thank you, because now that, okay, with you being part of this group right now and having the same hatred, that's somebody to help me enforce that you do not do this.
You send them to me all the time.
I have
to suffer to do it.
Serious issues. My brother's the same way. He's worse than me.
Right.
My wife's worse than I am. Hey, girl's way worse than I am.
I have serious issues. I can't eat, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but I can't eat honeycomb cereal anymore, like, without looking directly at the cereal. I can't do it. I know it sounds dumb, but no.
There's some listeners that know what this is. That are, if you don't, just look up the term that he just used.
It's trypophobia.
The same, and it's not really the same, but it's just the idea. It's the same with waffles. I don't really eat waffles anymore because of all the
holes,
the squares in them.
He's got extreme case.
So I prefer pancakes just because they're smooth.
You don't want to see the picture he freaking sent me on New Year's. He sent me one last disturbing whole picture for the 2017, and it messed my night up.
It was an arm with, like, it looked like there was like a burn, but it had like a bunch of holes in it.
Was it makeup? Like, was it real?
I can't tell. It looks like it was makeup. Or it looks like maybe it was Photoshop.
It doesn't have to be real for the image to just drive.
But it looked wet.
So much wet of that stuff on Instagram, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Drives me insane.
I hate it.
That's my weapon against both.
Okay,
of
that's
you.
A good weapon. Okay.
Get your hand out of your pants.
I can't. I'm itching now, bro.
I saw to get your mind off of that. I saw a funny video on Instagram, and it's the truth. You know, now, and I'm going to get a little serious here for a minute. I have daughters. Okay.
Three of them. Three adorable little daughters.
And I don't want my daughters to grow up in a world where it's cool to take your clothes off and pose on Instagram just so you can get followers, just people to like your profile, right? So there's this dude, and I laughed so hard I cried when I saw this. He goes, "To the ladies who post nude photos of themselves on Instagram, I am not your fan. I am a pervert. The only reason I am following you is because you have on no clothes.
Right.
I'm not part of your fan club. You're naked, and I have a problem. So the next time you say thank you to your fan, you don't have a talent. I have a serious problem.
Huh.
Thank you and goodbye." And it's the truth. It was like a serious PSA announcement. But
that's really interesting.
Funny.
You don't hear that very often from that perspective.
But it's the truth. Like, think about it. You got all these people, women mostly, posing nude. And if you look at their followers, they've got like gazillions of people that are following them. And then if you look at people like me, who's just trying to get their art out there, I've got like 10, you know.
10 followers?
Yeah. Right. And I got like 120 now, but
that's a hyperbole.
It's hard. It's just sad. Like, if you're not showing some sort of body part, male or female, it's hard to get your stuff out there. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it seems like anymore everything is based off some sort of sexuality.
Yeah, I mean, that's the direction everything's going anyway.
Disturbing.
Yeah, well, that's the part that kind of interests me a little bit, is you hear, especially in the feminist community, but in general, you'll hear about objectifying women and you know, using their body as a, you know, as a sex object and things like that. When, you know, they're doing this, not all, but I'm saying, like, this large group of females, mostly males too, but mostly females, are doing this to themselves and creating this this very environment that get these other men and women attracted to this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're, you know, then the issue lies, like, well, they look at me as a sex object, and why are women playing so many roles as sex objects and blah. Because that's we're building that market.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're not. They are building their own market and their own standard set. So when you have someone like you or another woman in general or a person in general that has a talent, they can't...
You can't compete.
They can't compete with that.
There's no competition unless...
You can't jerk off to your paintings.
No. You know? I mean, I'm sure you could, but it's not very... Not very.
I mean, I know I have, but
I don't. But you can't. I don't remember white being in that painting.
In the middle of it, I used some white out.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. But no, it's the truth. Like, you know, I take photographs. You know, I do take some pictures of models and whatnot, but they're covered up. But yeah, but yet, I mean, you get the idea. And what's sad is when I posted those photos, I instantly got more followers.
Right.
And I guess what I'm trying to say is anymore is if you're not selling sex, nobody wants anything to do with what you got going on.
I mean, some do, but it's so few in comparison. It's
yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, everything is so hypersexualized now anyway, that's pretty much all anybody wants anymore is just any mm-hmm. form of sex that they can get.
Name a movie nowadays that's not a superhero movie where there's not some form of sexuality, like being thrown right in your face.
Care Bears.
No, movie.
Oh. Care Bears the movie.
I don't know.
Well, they are all naked.
I don't know. Darkheart is pretty lusty there.
Star Wars?
Have you ever seen Slave Leia?
She wears a bikini, bikini.
That's got to be uncomfortable.
And she's got like a chain around her neck and she's like Jabba's slave. I mean, that's BDSM right there.
Oh, yeah.
She became like a major sex symbol because of that. So you can't, the Star Wars is definitely out. Mm-hmm. VeggieTales, the movie.
Lord of the Rings, Sam and Frodo, they got eyes for each other.
Yeah, at the end when they're staring at each other. Mm-hmm. I thought that was taking a whole different turn.
I don't know if that one's reaching or not, but...
But you get what I'm saying? Like, as a creator, it's hard to get people's attention to like your talent unless there's some sort of boobage in there, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah.
And no disrespect to women. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's sad that there's so many people out there that don't want to look at your stuff unless you've got something to offer.
Well, Hardee's and Carl's Jr. have straight up embraced that.
Yeah. Well, Paris Hilton.
So was it GoDaddy.com?
Yeah.
They've embraced it as well. Well,
Danica Patrick. Yeah.
In my garage, I have a painting, and it's some random painting that some guy that my stepsister dated painted her. So it's a one-of-a-kind, just a kind of a random thing, you know. And it's just kind of like an abstract, like, bunch of crazy stuff thrown together and weird
like
stuff.
Like Picasso?
Yeah, you look at it and it looks just crazy. You can't really, there's no definitive.
You see what want to see.
Yeah, exactly. So one night, this is back when I used to drink all the time. I was drunk at my stepsister's house and I remember seeing the hallway and turning my head sideways and going, that looks like a giant vagina with mountains in it. Right? And then the universe was, you know, it's like she was, you know, screening this. Oh, it was very weird, but I was drunk.
Right.
Never thought that before. Well, anyway, she gave me the painting, and now it's hanging in my garage. Well, towards the end of my heavy drinking phase, I had a bunch of friends over, and we were all drinking, and the painting caught my eye, and I looked over, and I said, what do you guys see when you look at it, right? And the first thing somebody said was, and there's a lot of talking in there. There's a lot of communicating because there's like almost like a little kickback, kind of like a little party, you know?
Right.
And the guy I pointed out to at first was like, what do you see when you got that? And the guy standing next to him and the one guy that said something said, to me, it looks like a freaking vagina. And I'm like, right? Right? You know? And then later, someone else brought it up again. So like, dude, what does this look like? He said, that's the same thing I asked him. And the guy goes, like a cosmic vagina. And I'm like, dude, seriously? And then like, this is awesome because I'm not just some pervert. And then, you know, of course, none of the women seen that. Not one woman has ever looked at the painting and has said, I see a vagina.
What did they see?
Not one. But the dudes all seen vagina.
That's because we're all sex crazed maniacs. Well,
it kind of goes to show you that when the guy was painting it, maybe he painted it in that light with that in mind. maybe, you know, whatever, sex, you know how art works with time, sometimes stuff comes out.
Right. Mm.
And all the guys who can relate to that saw the same thing, or we're all a bunch of perverts and, like, you know, like, we all just saw a vagina out of it.
Did the girls ever say what they saw?
Yeah, one saw, like, a portal opening into something, and then one
into
saw...
into a vagina.
One saw an like, I don't know, some weird tear in the realm with a flamingo coming out of it. I don't know.
Out of,
like,
a vagina?
Yeah. But, like, it's just kind of one of those things where immediately, or the words we used to describe it was all, you know, just came out vagina. No one communicated this. No one, you know, it just...
Everybody just saw
the Everyone thing. Interpreted it that way.
Right.
And it's almost like, huh, is that who we are? Or are we so influenced by, like you were saying earlier, with sexuality, that now we just look for it? Especially because if you look at what women watch a lot of the times, it's usually not as sexually driven. When they're targeting a show specifically for women, like on, like something on WE or whatever, you know, one of those networks.
Right.
Whereas you watch a movie with guys, like an action movie, they're straight up like, there's all kinds of hot chicks in it, and sexuality and like, and I'm not saying just because they're hot chicks, you know, but attractive women that are dressed revealing in that way, you know. So I don't know, I just thought that was kind of food for thought. It was interesting that, you know, it's almost like we've been programmed and it showed in that, or, you know, just the way we think either way. But
well, we kind of open ourselves up to that though, because you know that if you see a hot chick, you're not going to look away.
Right.
So you've kind of like opened yourself up to it. It takes a little bit of, it takes self-discipline to not open yourself up to that. So if you want to end that cycle, you're going to have to take control of yourself and do it.
Right. To me, I've always had a problem with, you know, looking but not touching. But even, you know, looking is just as bad as,
well, it,
you know,
it all depends on your
intentions.
Yeah, or your intentions and your mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I had this discussion with a friend, kind of related, ties into that though, about pornography. So I'm not really for pornography. I think it's actually kind of harmful.
Right. Oh yeah.
And my buddy was, you know, pro pornography, and I was explaining to him how your brain, every time you watch a scene or you scroll through a bunch of pictures of porn, your brain releases that feel-good hormone, right?
The endorphins, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can actually overstimulate and actually wear down that ability, and then when you orgasm, it's taking so much longer to reach orgasm because you're going through that first and you're feeding it, and then your brain becomes stag and doesn't actually – it needs that stimulus,
right?
That heightened stimulus.
Right.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And also, you know, pornography leads to other – you don't watch the same one over and over again. It leads to something greater.
It's
a rabbit hole. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and no offense to all the porn industry people out there, if there's any listening, but, you know, your art is your art. But I do feel like we've taken the creativity out of everyday movies and such and replaced it with sexuality, when I think we need to keep it as something specific when people go to look for just that. Because, you know, I mean, you know how many times my kids are going to accidentally see something like that? And then, you know, people are like, oh, you're square. Not really, because, I mean, your brain absorbs everything, whether it's in your conscious or not, you know, or whether it's in the front of your brain, it's still.
Right. You need to be careful of what you let in
anymore,
because you are going to become desensitized to that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
You know, with like the way the internet's built, like if you go to Google and you type in how to, an entire laundry list of what people are searching comes up. And it's so easy, like my daughter plays on the computer all the time. She's monitored, but it's so easy just to click on the wrong thing, like to click here to watch a clown with a horse, or what, you know, it's
wow.
I'm just saying, it's
that just went very
specific. Yeah, it went way. But what I'm saying is, like, you anymore, when you click on something and then you got all these pop-up windows, and you know, it's very easy for a child to, where am I going with this? Just to find something.
Come across something damaging.
Yeah, dangerous.
Mentally damaging. Yeah.
And stuff like that sticks with you.
It's true.
You
I know? Mean, if you look at children that are molested or stuff, not to be on too much of a serious or dark thing, but it happens, you know, or somebody that goes through some form of sexual deviance, that they're never the same from that.
Mm-mm.
So, and I feel like even viewing something at random like that, but here's where the conflict with me comes in. I'm very big about civil liberties. So I think there should be some way that the parent should take control. And then also there should also be a filter that the parent can enable if they choose to be for the, to help with the, with the kid views. But I don't think that some big power should come and govern or mediate what's going through the internet.
Oh yeah.
Because
yeah.
then that leaves a lot of room for them to be able to put other things you can't see and you never, you know, so I do, I don't believe in, you know, I'm always anti big government. Right. I believe in government, but not huge government, right, not big right. control and big hand and everything. But, yeah, so that's where that draws that line. It's like, you know, we should, I don't think there should be something that stops that because you should have free range of the internet and whatever. And
yeah, and, it shouldn't and, be controlled.
Yeah, there it runs off an algorithm of what's looked at and what's, you know.
Right.
But in the same sense, you know, I think a happy medium would be to find a program that individuals can purchase or set up that allow, you know, for you to filter for the kids. Right, so they don't find right. clown in a horse, you know.
Yeah, and there was actually a Black Mirror episode about that as well.
Really?
Yeah.
You really like that show.
That's my favorite show. I
You're
love
my it. Favorite show.
Aw.
You're welcome.
My heart just grew three sizes.
I know, I got Mad Game, bro. Mad Bro Game. I get all the pros.
All the what?
Bros. Because it's not a gay thing. I'm straight. But,
oh, right, right. Yeah,
well, but I get a lot of bros because gotcha. I got Bro Game.
Yeah, there's a Black Mirror episode about that where this lady gets an implant put in her daughter that she can turn on a filter and anything that spikes her, I think it's her cortisol levels or whatever, that makes her like stressed.
Yeah.
It pixelates it and she can't see it.
Yeah. See, I don't want to ever live in a society where you govern how people think, what they have access to. I think that freedom is just freedom.
Well, what I was saying was, it goes along with what you're saying about having the parents,
especially emotionally,
where the parents will, they should be the ones who decide what their children see, not the government.
Right.
So that's essentially what the show was, is they gave the mom the ability to decide what her daughter could see. And then, once the child reaches, you know, a certain age where the parent feels like they can make their own decisions, then the child should take over that.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with you. It should never be the government.
But there's a lot of parents out there who don't take responsibility for what their children watch. And they're so quick as to point the finger at, you know, Marilyn Manson caused my kid to do this, or Eminem caused my kid to do this, or,
right.
you know.
Well, there are people who are constantly blaming somebody else. That's always exactly. going
to
happen.
Right. The bottom line is what, back to my point, what I was trying to say is porn is dangerous, and it's taken over social media. And, I mean, you can't do any kind of search anymore, especially on Instagram. You know, no offense to Instagram. I use it all the time. But I'm just saying there's a lot. I mean, it's everywhere.
Right. I mean, well, they do that because they get a profit out of it.
Right.
Like a lot of them get sponsored by clothing industries or whoever, and then they actually end up making money off of it.
And back in the day, you know, I'm not going to lie, you know, I was, you know, I used to search porn all the time. And then I had kids and I thought, you know, I really don't want my kids involved in something like this. You know, that's somebody's child right there. That, you know, that's what hit my brain.
It's creepy you said that. You
know, it used to be somebody's child because they, just to point out, he was looking at adults.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like these adult porn stars, they have parents too, you know.
Right. Some of them.
As a parent, you know, I wouldn't want, you know, to see my kid.
Yeah,
I'm in sure. a career of that choice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, some of them don't have active, you know, parents living, or some do, and some parents don't give a crap. And there's a whole plethora of different parent options out there, so you can't really, you know, it's like you can't blame the parents, you can't blame the kids, you can't use the kids and say that we gotta live up to the standard of the parents, what they want, because there's so many different circumstances that lead people to make the decisions they make, and I'm not trying to bash people for making those decisions. It's just that I feel like with a free market system, right? It's what the people wants, what the consumer wants. The only way to cut down on something is for the majority of consumers to say, you know, I don't like that. And then it will go away.
Oh yeah. Once people stop patronizing it, then it'll go away because the people making it aren't making any money anymore.
But like what you were saying earlier, it sparked a thought in my head with the porn thing and the children, is that a lot of these, and I've learned this when I go around, I thought this was very creepy, like cities like San Diego, which is the number two children abduction for human trafficking in the United States.
Right.
Because right next to the border, I forget what the number one was. I think it was somewhere in Texas. But anyway, not only are some of these kids taken to be used in the sex trade, But some of them are used for the porn industry, for foreign porn industries. So, I mean, porn is literally destroying lives, literally doing evil things, and in the name of that market.
Right.
Because, like I said, that market is, no matter how innocently you claim that you like it, because it's just a minor lust thing, you know, and that's how people like to say it, just, you know, gets my rocks off. But, you know, watch, it just always grows into something else. It has to, because that's how the brain works. The brain doesn't get the same stimulation from the same type of stuff twice.
Right.
It needs the shock factor. And so keep getting a new shock factor. Eventually, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, whatever, it's going to get to a point where it's somewhat extreme in one way or another and unhealthy. You know, but the whole thing I learned when I was in the military and I was going around the world is how much children, even little boys, but mostly little girls, are taken and used for porn and sex trade. And it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And the porn industry, we're funneling, even if we're innocently looking at something that's not kid related, or, you know,
right.
Those same kids get burnt out and end up going to, you know, they catch a disease or something.
Right. Well, I read somewhere that,
then they use them for porn after they're no longer marketable for prostitutes. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. I read somewhere that a lot of the girls that are in porn are there, like, not by their own choice.
A lot of them in the U.S. are, but in the world, yes.
Yeah. They're, like, they're coerced or forced to be in there through whatever means. So, I mean, if you're watching it and it looks like she's into it, it's possible that she's really not. She's kind of forced into doing it.
Yeah. I mean, there's different mentalities out there. So there are people that are straight up just, they like the attention. They like being on the film. They like, the money.
There's a broad spectrum of it. What I was talking about was just one little,
yeah, the type of fame
portion of it.
But it's
sure. There's different aspects of it. I mean, and people could argue that with any market, you know what I mean? But this is such a huge market where there's such a huge negative side to it.
Right.
It's taken over everything.
It actually dictated the direction that the media that you get, like tapes, won out over Betamax because porn decided to go with tapes. Was it HD DVD and Blu-ray were competing, and Blu-ray won over HD DVD because porn decided to use the Blu-ray format?
I mean, even prostitution's the oldest, you know, successful business idea, I mean, as far as marketing a product. Right. I mean, actually, if it wasn't for prostitution, there would be no America.
Why is that?
Because in the 1800s, the economy was not booming, right? It's small populations spread out in certain areas. People didn't need a lot of products. They were self-sufficient for food and whatnot. So the saloons in the more populated areas, which were making most of the profit from alcohol and prostitution, was what's actually fueling a, you know, a public economy. You know, so really what helped make America flourish and grow, and as far as started the trade of currency successfully in this country, was actually thanks to mostly prostitution and alcohol.
Huh.
So prostitutes actually kind of got to salute them. If there was for them, there wouldn't be America. So
we would have, like, our economy would have died basically.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else that, like I said earlier, consumer wants something, they pay supply for it, and the supplier provides it. So back then, there's no Rite Aid. There's not a lot of stuff you can buy that's mass produced. There's no machines. It's not the industrial era. So you have what? You don't buy horses. You don't go to a horse dealership. You know, I mean, you can buy it from a guy here and there, passing on one or two at a time, you know, but it's not, it's just more of between private person. It's not a, you know, but when you have a community like that, everyone's drinking in one spot. Right. They're going up to the other rooms and they're sleeping with these chicks for money. And boom, there you go. And then that started spreading a lot of disease as well, but also money.
Right.
So I just thought that was interesting. I thought it'd be an interesting thought throughout that actually prostitution's actually
propelled America.
Yep. So thank you, prostitution. But no thank you, prostitution.
I went to a convention last year. Okay, a horror movie convention, which was fantastic.
Was this the one that our trailer
won? Yes. This was in Texas.
Brett and I shot a movie trailer for a movie that he wrote.
And it got shown at the convention on the big screen, and we got a round of applause. It was pretty awesome. But anyway, we got to screen a new quote-unquote horror movie, as they called it. And 5 minutes into this movie, I kid you not, this guy is like doing a seance, and we're like, okay, we're going to see some kind of demon or ghost. And he gets in the bathtub and he takes off all his clothes, and I'm going, okay, this just took a turn. Okay, he's going to slit his wrist in the bathtub. Okay, I get it now. No. Dude, like, starts messing around with his junk and, like, starts torturing himself. 2 minutes after that, I got up and I walked out of the room.
I remember you telling me about that.
And then I was talking to one of the guys who helped make the film. And it was like a short film. It was like 15 minutes long, but I stayed for maybe five. And I was talking to the guy. I was like, so what was going through your brain, you know, when you made this? He goes, well, to be perfectly honest, I just helped out. We have this friend who she's really butch and she's against men. So she wanted to do a horror movie that's kind of like torture porn for guys. And apparently all the stuff that he was doing is like really big in Europe. Like they do it in prostitution houses and
they
stuff
cut
like
on
that.
Themselves?
Yeah. On their, yeah. Special places
on their bathing suit. Parts.
And it's like a fetish over there. And the guy was like going on and on and on about it. And it got me thinking, like, I mean, has it really gotten that bad that people turn to, like, violence in their sexual preference, whatever, you know? What I'm trying to say, it's...
Yeah, and some try to argue it's a healthy outlet, but I don't think so, because it doesn't heal.
No.
It doesn't... All it does is breed new ideas and that are dark like that.
Well, it's not about health. It's, like, pain and pleasure are in the same parts of the brain.
Right.
So, whenever you're in the...
Well, health is definitely a factor to consider.
Well, no, I'm saying that they're not doing it for that reason. They don't care about that. They just, they want the pleasure out of it and the money, obviously.
Right.
But since they're in the same part of the brain, once you're experiencing the pleasure, pain just increases the pleasure.
Right. No, it's very strange. I'm familiar with the concept, yeah. It's just what I was saying, though, was that it does, as far as mental health goes, not just physical, but mental health, that is... absolutely a horrible thing to start as a habit because sexuality and reaching an orgasm is very, there's a lot of mental to that, especially for women, but for men too. So if you have to get to that mentality to do that, I mean, that just reduces the healthy sex that you could have.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And have a healthy, I mean, something that doesn't mean the destruction of your body.
Right. You know, yeah.
I mean,
like, squash my nuts with this freaking hammer. Oh yeah, that hurts so bad. I hate it. I love it.
It hurts so good.
Yeah. I mean, if you get it in your head that you gotta like beat your significant other with a frying pan just to, you know, be happy in the bedroom, then
that's foreplay, man.
You got something going on. That,
speaking of foreplay, get your hand out of your pants.
It's a pocket, bro.
You need
it's
to talk pocket. To someone.
But if you're hitting your significant other with a frying pan to like get there, then you have other problems.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
You have other fetishes.
Use the steel one. It's not hard enough.
The cast iron.
Harder. Harder.
Honey?
All right. This is taking a weird turn.
She's dead.
Oh, I thought you were going elsewhere with that.
No. I was trying to make it seem I was going elsewhere. And then
but
just,
the moral of the story, kids, is there's sex everywhere and try to stay away from it. As best you can.
You do that, we're going to run out of a population, man.
Until you get older and you put a ring on it and you do it the right way.
Or just in general, you be responsible and don't use violence.
That is true.
Because then your kids are probably going to be jacked up like you are. And then we have all these jacked up people repopulating. And
that's going to become Idiocracy.
And don't watch porn.
That's already going to happen.
Watch first. SpongeBob or something.
Or Care Bears.
Sponge porn.
Aw. All
right. You're taking us in the wrong direction here. We're trying to get away from the porn topic.
So, back to normal stuff. How was everyone's holiday? What do you all do? You got any weird traditions? Any funky stuff?
I worked.
Weird families?
I worked on all the holidays.
I beat my wife with frying pan.
Was that a Christmas present?
No, she didn't like it. It was because she didn't. She burnt my sandwich.
And yeah, children is verbal abuse.
I worked on the holidays.
I did too. We had thousands of people stroll into the movies because they don't have anything better to do. And the first thing the first woman says to me when she comes to my line is, "I'm sorry that you have to be here on the holidays, but you're keeping our tradition alive."
And oh, thank God.
And I bit my tongue. I'm here because of you. What can I get for you?
Yeah, that always drives me nuts when people are like, "I'm sorry you have to be here today." I'm like, why are you here?
Right?
You wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have to be here if you weren't here.
Go home and make a sandwich and pop in a DVD.
That reminds me of a line from Clerks where he's like, "This job would be great if it wasn't for the effing customers."
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
I always felt that way when I worked in retail, man. I was just like, I have... People don't understand this. When you work in retail, you don't only have to help the customer. You have to clean your area. You have to restock it. You have to, like, take out the trash. You have to count your money, all this other stuff. Like, you don't get that. They don't understand that if they've never worked it. And you, as the worker, in your head, you're like, okay, my job is to get this clean and get this money taken care of. And then you're like, the customers are a distraction.
Right. And you know, money is one of the dirtiest things around. You ever watch that Mythbusters episode where they tried to see? They say that there is cocaine on every strand, every $1 bill, just right. The tiniest bit of residue. Well, they did a Mythbusters thing.
The teeth, the tongue, and the lips.
They did a Mythbusters episode where...
You start talking like Daffy Duck.
Suffering succotash.
That's Sylvester.
Whatever. But anyway, they did an experiment to how many dollar bills they could get, like, an eight ball of cocaine, and they put
They took the cocaine off the dollar bills?
Yeah, that's what the experiment was. They put it in, like, some kind of solution to where, like...
I hope they contacted their local authorities to let them know what they were doing.
No, yeah, they had... It's a really cool episode. But anyway, they put it in, like, this chemical to where, like, the powder would separate from the dollar bill and, like, float to the surface, and it was just... like the tiniest little bit on each dollar bill. Anyway, they calculated it that if there's that much residue on all these dollar bills to make like one little bag, it would take, the number was in like the hundreds of thousands of $1 bills.
Oh, that's not too bad. I thought it would be in the millions.
Like that's like how little residue is on each one.
Right. But like, it is on all of them.
Yeah. They did like a couple of them and then they calculated like how many.
If they got those dollars from the strip club, there's probably a lot more cocaine on them.
Yeah, probably. A little bit of butt floss and
ew.
A little bit of poo.
That's gross.
It's not cocaine. It's chewy.
That's so disgusting. My brain just went to immediately chewing on poo.
You do that a lot, don't you?
Well,
yeah. I like how it started off dirty with poo gun, and then got real dirty,
and then got serious,
and then got seriously dirty.
Now we're back to eating poo.
Now we're back to poop again.
Welcome to the Just Plain Nonsense podcast, where we have circular discussions.
Speaking of something that's nasty, that's not poop related, so we can come off of poop.
Good.
Urine.
I was actually going to say vomit.
Oh.
I was going to tell a story about how I... Well, let me just tell you the story. So
make it a good one. Quit touching yourself.
I will not.
We were talking about porn. What do you expect? I mean, come
I'm
on.
Hoping he's learned his lesson.
No, it's your fault. Stop bringing it up. I'm going to keep doing it. You talked about the trypophobia. I'm itching.
All right.
Anyway.
Go and tell your story.
Holes in the hands.
Good Lord. All right. Can I go?
Go.
Okay.
Go.
So you have to talk into your mic, though.
All right. Ready?
1, 2, 3, go.
So anyway, when I lived in California.
Rephrase.
I knew that was coming.
When I lived in a refrigerator.
Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway. I was in California, and I went to this club. Don't even think about it, man. You're murdering my focus. I can't stay on. All right. I'm going to stay focused.
I wasn't going to say anything.
All right. I'm going to ignore him. Right?
Go.
Okay. In a club. San Diego. It was actually one of the more small ones out on the... off of... It wasn't downtown. It was just in another inland area.
Right.
And I went to this... one of the bars/clubs, And the top floor was a dance floor and a big bar, right? And there was a bar downstairs. So I'm up. This is, once again, back in my drinking days. I was upstairs, and I noticed that me and Hey Girl were just dating at this time.
Right.
There was a girl eyeing me. And have you ever seen a girl who is or someone in general, you know, if you're a girl listener or whatever, but have you ever seen, RK's a girl, who is so attractive yet so unattractive at the same time?
I have, actually.
Like, they're pretty and ugly at the same time.
Yeah.
Prugly.
It's a strange phenomenon.
It is. It's really weird. It's kind of hard to explain, but a lot of guys know what I'm talking about. So anyway,
I'm sure the girls do too.
Yeah, their version. So anyway, I noticed she kept eyeing me, and I just kind of like, well, you know, I got a girlfriend, so, you know, just, it's more of a flattering thing, you know, but I noticed it, and
right.
At one point, Hey Girl noticed it, and, somebody kept bringing Patron. Well, during my drinking days, there was one drink I hated, it was Patron, but it was free, because one of the guys in the group kept buying around, so I'm like, well, I'm not going to waste it. I mean,
right.
You know how, you're right, so many starving kids in Africa would love to have some free Patron. So I shoot it, right? And keep going. Next thing you know, I feel nauseous. And so I start to throw up my mouth a little bit. I'm like, oh, and I catch it. I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm moving through the club, right? It's super packed. Like I said, San Diego, it's a lot of people crammed in small spaces. And I'm moving through the club, taking my steps with urgency, trying to get to the bathroom. And as I get to the bath, right when I get like halfway between the bathroom and where I was, as soon as I get there, I just happen to go rub chest, basically, well, not chest, but like a real close. I'm facing her and I'm squeezing through her and I make eye contact. And this,
with?
What?
With who?
The girl that was eyeing me from across the bar all night. So the ugly, pretty girl reaches between my legs. Girl. And I've not had a female do this to me before, or male, anybody actually, be that aggressive, but like, not a graze, like reach between my legs, had a serious look in her eyes, like her version of a ugly, pretty, sexy look or something, grabbed me right in the junk, and I just threw up all over her leg and her shoes, and she, of course, was mad at me.
This really happened?
No, this really happened, yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey Girl, we'll tell you all about it. So then security comes right at me, and of course, you know, I just threw up in the middle of the dance floor. They're escorting me out.
Because it's your fault, right?
Right.
Right.
You know, but if she wouldn't have stopped me, if she wouldn't have grabbed my junk.
You might have made it.
I might have made it. At least I wouldn't have thrown up on her, which ruined her night, but whatever, you know.
She ruined your night.
She grabbed your junk.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, in a way.
Hashtag me too, man.
She made you throw up.
Well, I was already doing it. I was running the process. She just...
I mean, if someone...
He was trying to hold it in.
She just stopped me, and then it was inevitable. Like, she didn't... She wasn't the cause of it. She was the cause of it happening too soon.
I'm just saying, if, like, some pretty ugly person grabs me by the junk, I would probably hurl. Like...
well, I don't know. I would... Back in that day, you know, it's kind of like, you know, somebody attractive shows you attention, even especially sexually, you're like, woohoo! But... If I've been single, I'd be like, all right, whatever, grab away, whatever, it's all good. I'm flattered. But I wasn't single, so it wasn't good. But anyway, so that happened, I escorted out. And then, like, oddly enough, I got a friend who actually got kicked out of a bar. This is a separate occasion. Because his fart was so bad. I'm not kidding you. That he actually, we'll never let him live it down because it's funny that you never hear of that. Like, you'd think I'm making that up. This is a real life thing. It happened. My friend Brian, whose last name I won't say, he actually got escorted out of the club because he kept farting it. It was so bad that they had to remove him.
That's awesome.
And it was bad.
Well, how did they pinpoint it was him? Was he like, yeah, Esme, Esme?
He probably had that look on his face.
Yeah. I don't know how they actually pinpointed it, but I think it was just because everybody's moving away from him.
You can always kind of tell when somebody's got gas, yeah, though, especially in mid-conversation.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hey, guys, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Hey, what'd you do?
My brother... One of my brothers has the rankest farts on the planet. Like, we
should put him and Brian together and not, we should leave.
Yeah.
But to see who can fart each other out.
Well, we work together in an enclosed room. And when he drops a bomb, it's like you feel it seep into your pores. And it's like, but there's nowhere for it to go.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Thanks, Marty. But yeah, so he'll fart in the room, and then we have to leave the room because I can't handle it. It smells like rotten broccoli.
Ew.
Yeah, it's really, really disgusting.
I have this issue like where it smells like lobster and ham. But like not the good ham, the ham that comes in a can and it's got that clear jelly on top of it. Yeah.
I've never ever had that in my entire life.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
That's weird. That I mean, my farts are just unpredictable. Sometimes they stink. Sometimes that's pretty normal, I guess, with a Mexican diet. But anyway,
they actually say that if you inhale farts, you lessen your risk for cancer.
I heard that too. I really, really doubt that.
Okay, I think with a statement like that, you need to put a resource because people.
Yeah, you got a resource.
I don't know what some people over there that are terrified of cancer or they're trying to help people get through cancer by.
Can I smell your butt?
I'll save you. Oh.
Well, you need to do some chemo. No. My husband said I could just bury my face in his butt and he'll just on taco night.
Clean it right up.
Some refried beans.
That's
refried healing.
That one was a little wet, Harold, but it's all right.
Oh, dude, that just made me sick.
I'm feeling better.
That made me so sick, just thinking of a wet fart right on your lips.
All right. I think maybe we should not put our age on this podcast, on the webpage anywhere or anything.
You mean how old we are?
Yeah. That's what I meant by age.
Well, I don't know.
That way they can just assume we're 12.
I don't think we sound 12.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
We're going through puberty.
I'm going through puberty.
Get your hand out of your pants.
No, I told you to stop bringing
what
up.
What is the deal?
It's going to keep happening. Do you have, stop bringing it up.
Do you have chlamydia?
No, I do not have chlamydia.
He's got a koala bear.
It's like I said before, it's a pretty word, but no, I do not have it.
I think I might name my next daughter that.
That's what I've always said that. It's a beautiful name. It'll scare the guys away.
Dude, can you imagine if like you had a daughter and like some dude was hitting on her and he's like, so what's your name? She's like, chlamydia.
No, you know, she'd shorten it, especially if she was.
What, clam?
Clementine. Clementine.
Clama. Midi.
Clama.
Yeah, I mean, she'd just make something.
Just call her the clap for short.
I guarantee she wouldn't date anybody.
I have the perfect way that I'm going to meet my daughter's first boyfriend.
All right, I'm on. I want to hear this.
It is planned out perfectly.
All right, break it down.
All right, so
don't say clean your shotgun.
No. That's so cliche. But right. But no, like you got all these dads that are like, I'm gonna lay every gun I got on the table. I'm
basic, no creativity to that.
I'm gonna sharpen my knives. And then when the kid walks to the door, he's like, oh, I got one of those. My dad's got that. And you know, it does.
Or the one where they're like, I'm not afraid of going back to prison.
Yeah. No. See, I'm gonna be stark naked. just
I'm liking birthday, this story already.
Birthday suit.
It's a good start.
Flying. And I'm going to be on my throne in the bathroom just, you know, after Taco Tuesday or Thursday, whatever night. I'm gonna plan for this. I'm telling you.
So the second time you're going to see him is going to be in prison.
Well, it's going to be
showing your junk to a minor.
Laxatives. No, I'll cover it up. Put like a magazine, you know, or something. But anyway, and I'm going to meet this kid sitting on the John. He's going to come in, he's going to have a seat, and we're going to have a man-to-man conversation. And he is not allowed to leave until I am done.
Done with the conversation or done dropping a load?
Done dropping a load.
Okay.
Like, he's not allowed to leave. And then when my daughters get older, You know, I think I'm raising them right. I really do. But you always hear of these stories about, you know, and you see it on TV where she's sneaking her boyfriend in through the bedroom window at night or, you know, or whatever. You know, and kids today, they got cell phones. My kids, I've always said they're not going to have cell phones, but their mom is always like, well, maybe they should have one for emergency. No.
Pager.
I see too many kids. You know, I have a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. I see kids in my 6-year-old daughter's class with iPhones. To me, that no. We didn't have cell phones as children. We had sticks and, you know, our imaginations.
I feel like that's a good parent debating point right there. Because, like, for me, my kids don't have them, but I will give them for them. Because of how dangerous the world's getting, I would rather take my chance on how I'm raising them and then have a way to communicate and reach, get for help, or you know what I mean? Have more resources. Right. So learn how to use the technology.
Just get them life alert.
They'll be spending their life with, you know.
That I agree. You know, they actually make phones where you can program 911, mom and dad.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do.
Yeah, there's an app. There's apps for that.
But anyway, what I was saying is, like, you got these kids who, like, I had a niece who shall remain unnamed who, like, would sneak boys in the house or sneak out with boys. So if that ever happens, and my daughter will probably have a cell phone, she's going to sleep with mama. If I ever find out that's happening, she's going to go to my room for the night. I'm going to text old dude, say, hey, come on over. Parents aren't home, and I'm going to lay stark naked in her bed.
Why are you naked?
Just hang on. You know, mine are unique. There's no shotguns involved. There's nothing. And when he comes in the window and he crawls in the bed, I'm gonna be like, all right, big boy, you wanted it. Let's go. I guarantee you he'll have a heart attack or just.
So now you're going to be a murderer.
Run screaming. And I mean, come on. That's better than laying shotguns out on the table or...
Yeah, plus if the kid dies of a heart attack, you can make up whatever scenario happened in the story to the cops, and it's safer than the kid getting away and saying, hey, he said let's have sex, and he should just lay naked. You want this. You wanted this.
I'm just saying.
You might want to hope that he does die in this scenario. So you can just be like, actually what happened was I was always sleeping her naked, and my daughter was clearly with my mom, so I knew she was going to be in there, and I just wanted to sleep naked in my house.
Be like, hey... I know what you was planning to do to my daughter. I'm more experienced. Let's have at it. And I guarantee he'll run crying.
Make sure you yell no homo.
Exactly. Yeah.
That covers you.
Can you imagine him jumping out the window, running away, and like you just poke your head out the window, no homo. And then like the neighbor's looking like, what is happening?
I almost forgot. No homo.
Are you wearing your boots?
Well, since he's playing in the head, he'd have his boots on. He's covered.
Oh, yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think? 10 being, you know, all right. 1 being, no, you're going to jail.
That's like a plausible idea of something that somebody should do.
Mm, yeah.
I'm going to say a 3.
Okay.
I don't think you should do that.
So that's an epic fail.
But that was me. And Michael, do you agree with him?
You know, I'm just going to one up you and say a 3.1.
So he's a little bit more for it than I am.
This is an epic fact.
It was the naked thing. Cool.
It was the naked yelling at a child thing.
I mean,
okay. How about like really stained tidy whities? Like
there you go.
Like you know, like
and a belly shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's only mildly perverted.
Okay, you got to be really stained tidy whities on a crop top.
Or I could sit on the John in those pajamas, which I do have a pair where the butt flap comes down, and you could just you know drop a deuce right there. I mean, that's better.
Now, what if she... No.
I got it. You started something. Let's go.
I was just going to say, what if the boy goes to the window and you find out, because you know some girls sneak older guys in the room, and this guy's like 6 foot freaking nine. He's like a bodybuilder. The dude's, he's a master at 4 different martial arts, and he likes what he sees. And you're like, come on, big boy. And you're like, oh, he's like, there's their consent, and he's so fast and athletic that he just takes that butt.
Brett, are you moaning or thinking?
If it keeps my daughter safe and not pregnant, then I'd have to take one for the team.
That's a true dad right there.
I'm just saying.
Hashtag true dad status.
I would ask him to like use some lidocaine because I got hemorrhoids. So, you know.
Those are just pleasure buttons.
Oh, that's just disturbing right there.
Okay. So, I wish I wouldn't have asked that.
So, do you think that if he asked that 6'9" guy to use a condom, would it be considered consensual?
Yes.
Based
of
on
course.
Our...
Of course. Based off of the legality of the past conversation.
So, basically, I'm a dad with terrible plans. So.
Yeah.
Just that one. Well, that one and then the toilet one. Because you're naked in both of them. And there's a...
Well, I got Long John's with a butt flap.
Okay, since you've recanted that one, then that's okay.
Okay.
See, my strategy is a little bit more of a long con. What I would do is, and I'm currently doing, is raising my kids to be so weird that nobody wants them.
Well, I'd do that anyway.
Your daughters are pretty weird.
Yeah, so I'll be like, you know, they'll be the kinds that I'll teach them to communicate. If you like a guy, communicate in cat. Just meow. don't break character. Keep meowing. Lick your hands in excitement. If you really like the guy, show a body language. Just lick your hands and then rub it on your face and just meow, meow. Teach them like weird mating dances and stuff. Just stuff that will really make them seem very unappealing.
Well, don't let them see a cat for real, because if a male cat comes around, the female presents itself.
Well, no, I'm
so then you've messed up.
No, I'm going to tell them that's not really related. It's just that human guys are always 100% into a girl who will act like a cat bathes themselves, or like how a cat standardly acts.
She's going to find a furry that's actually into that kind of thing.
Now you watch.
Well, I'm gonna warn if a guy is actually into you. Run.
I'm so gullible. If I ever became single and I saw like a pretty woman, I'd be like...
Just so you guys know, he's pretending to act like a cat and lick his hand and rub it on his face.
See, that's why you don't just stick to the cat thing. You throw in many strange things.
Roof!
Nah,
like, because if somebody is into that furry weird crap that you were talking about, that weird fetish that's out there, you can...
Isn't that called bestiality?
No, it's people dress up as animals. They don't actually have sex with animals.
Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, since we're going to have our kids in this conversation, just have them do really weird things.
Just to like, deter the guy. So he's like, I don't want to work that hard.
Yeah, exactly.
So your daughters are never going to have somebody? Or they're just going to have somebody as weird as they are? Or as weird as you are?
I hope nobody. I hope they just, you know, they're real close siblings. They're close in age. They just, they want to hang out with daddy and...
Mm-hmm.
And mommy, and just kind of, you know, be really successful at something, cure disease, or
and never be with a guy,
never have the heartbreak.
My oldest wants to be an artist like me, so that I'm cool with that.
I actually have some of her art hanging up on my refrigerator.
And my middle child, she wants to play with Play-Doh forever, and I'm totally cool with that. She can live with me as long as she wants.
What is it with kids and Play-Doh, man? I don't understand.
It's great.
It's a common kid toy.
I know, but like, it's nuts.
It's introduced to most of them, and most of them.
My youngest wants to eat cheese, and she can live with me, and I will build her a room out of cheese. Like, if it meant it keep them safe.
That's how you get ants.
And dudes away. I already
got
ants.
Because that's how you get ants.
If it, you know, if it, like I said, if it keeps dudes away and it keeps them safe and, you know, celibate and weird like me, then they can eat cheese in my house forever.
I guarantee if you build them a room of cheese, that will keep everybody away.
Oh, yeah. Limburger.
Any kind of cheese. After a while, you don't want to go near it.
Also, teach them weird eating habits. I think that will help, too.
Oh, like they already got those.
Like what?
Like, they always use their fingers as finger forks, and they stab their sandwich or whatever, and just...
One of my nieces will...
Flip the wrist and just...
You know the little pads of butter that they have at, like, restaurants and stuff?
Oh, no.
She will literally tear the top off of that and just start licking it out of the container. She'll just eat straight butter.
All three of my kids do that.
And she'll eat butter, sour cream, ranch, just straight up.
I don't even know where they got it, because I don't do it.
You're doing a good job raising them, because they're turning out weird. That's part of the plan.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like, my youngest, like, this morning, I'm dropping her off at school, and she's like, I need a Kleenex. I'm like, I don't have one, but there's an extra jacket over there, and she just picks it up and, you know.
Does she rub her nose on it?
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
I'm sorry, dude. I can't get off of this.
Off of what?
I want to make a poop gun.
Do it.
I think we can make it happen.
You need to go to Tupperware Poop Lady.
I thought you were going to say you got to go to TupperwarePoop.com.
I'm not going to war. I could just make a few here and there. And just attachment pack, and then that way it doesn't smell until it comes out. That'd make an interesting YouTube video. You're going to put
like a backpack on?
Yeah. Could you imagine? Okay. How viral that video. Oh, I should keep this a secret until we use it. I don't want to. I don't want to steal my poop
Dude,
gun.
Dude, we are not actually going to make a poop gun.
Regardless, I'm dead serious.
You know, that's no way. Not really.
I have never been more serious about anything in my life, Rob.
I think you have.
That's not.
Maybe.
Really a bad idea.
It's a
It's
a very bad idea.
Thank you. No, it's a great idea.
Okay. Well, not only can you make a poop gun, but I'm back to this Tupperware poop lady. What if you like could make like, you know, like a poop bomb out of Tupperware poop?
Yeah, I mean, you have to make the something that would cause it to ignite and explode and
not even like explode to be harmful, just something that would just shoot mud pies everywhere, you know, just a
like
big
in all directions
pop, and then you got poo just
yeah, some kind of a reaction, chemical reaction or whatever.
Mentos and Coke.
Okay, I will concede that it will make an incredibly viral video.
Then let's do it.
However,
good enough for me.
Are you? Have you thought about the practicality of actually trying to
build
it?
Wait a minute.
No, I have not, Rob.
Are we talking animal or human feces?
Any kind of feces.
Anything you want. I'd prefer. I mean,
tell us what kind of poop you would prefer. I knew that's where you're going.
It's a bit nutty.
Well, I mean, it would make us seem less nuts if we used animal, because we got to load that gun. And we got to provide the poop, and cat turds just seem a little bit more humane to use on other people.
What about cow poop?
I feel like it's too much not like the idea poop that I'd like to use, like the actual turd.
He wants ballistic shape.
But you could, cow poop, you could mold that into rockets.
You want to be the molder?
I would. Give me some gloves. I'll mold the poop.
No, see, because it smells, you could tell when it's cow manure, the smell. I want it to be the most disturbing thing.
That's why you get
that they experience. I want the rest of their life to be like, what's the most effed up thing that's ever happened to you? And they'll be like, dude, this one time someone shot me with a poop gun.
That's why you get cow poop and you shape it like rockets. No, hold on. It's good. You shape it like rockets. Then you add like a little cat poo in there just to get it a little more funky.
Nah, manure's too strong, man, the smell.
And then, you know those little bombs that they sell at gas stations, those little fart bombs? Have you ever smelled one of those?
The stink bombs? They're awful, yes. Yeah.
Squirt it with like 10 of those and launch it. Oh, that's bad. It's bad.
I give you an A for creativity, but I want some authentic human soft served
after Taco Tuesday
if necessary.
Okay,
if that's what we got, that's what we're working with. But I mean, just a turd to fly out, because we can slow-mo the camera, and as a turd flies out, it slaps somebody right in the back or the chest.
So it's fresh and steamy in the winter air.
Could you imagine not ever seeing this? Because no one's ever going to see that coming. And it's like, what the hell just hit me? They look down, it's her, and it's on their phone.
Out on a date, having a good time, eating ice. Oh my God!
Can you imagine someone doing that to like a burglar? Or like somebody trying to rob a bank or something?
Oh, that'd be
It's
cool.
Like you go in and you're just like, give me all the money on the counter. And they hit the button and it's like, just poop all over you. You're like, because the robber, like, he literally would have no idea what to do. He's like, in his brain, he's like, all right, I've just been covered in poo. I'm trying to rob this bank. What the f*** am I supposed to
He'd
do?
He'd probably shoot you. Just out of pure anger.
I think he would be perplexed to know what just happened.
I think it's a roll of the dice. Depends on the person with the gun. If it was me, I'd shoot you.
Yeah, but then you're...
Oh, yeah, we got to make sure this person doesn't have concealed carry. You know, F it, thug life. You just got to be crazy. If you want it to be authentic and real, you can't play. You just got to randomly target.
I mean, think about it, though. I mean, if we went to war, gave our soldiers poop cannons and, you know, poop tanks, and, I mean, the other side would just think we were disgusting.
Isn't biological warfare, like, against the law?
But it's poop.
Rob.
It's biological.
Look, Rob, look.
I'm listening. I'm looking, actually.
Yes, you could get in trouble for this. But when we post on the YouTubes, they don't know it's real.
Oh, so it...
So we just gotta hope.
I was talking about going to war with poop.
Oh, no. So I was thinking that because I thought you were actually trying to make a good point about the video that I'm actually going to I'm going to make this technology.
I'm talking about going to war with poop would be, I think that wouldn't that be against the law?
And so
like, isn't biological warfare against the law?
Engaging in any war on American soil without being approved by the government would be illegal.
No, I'm saying if the government went to war.
A mass shooting.
I'm saying if the government went to war.
If the government went to war, like if we had a war, and instead of M16s or whatever, they all use poop cannons.
No, they're M13s now. They've downgraded to the M13.
Okay. Well, whatever rifle they used.
What?
I'm just making stuff up. Have you met me?
Good Lord.
I say
random. I mean, think about it. You got like a fighter plane like that's getting ready to bomb some factory, and instead of napalm, it just drops like big old tanks of Dookie. Diarrhea.
That sounds like a waste of tax dollars.
All over the place.
And instead of these factories producing ammunition that's actually going to win the war, they're all crapping and eating Taco Bell into these tanks. And which you're going to lose the war because you have a bunch of very angry people.
But they're going to be covered in poo and they got to take a shower before they go to war.
Do they?
I don't know. I would.
Now what's going to happen is that they're going to shoot you with bullets.
And in the history books they're going to write, before this country was taken out, they were showered with fresh diarrhea. I mean, think about
it. And that's all. It's only there for the story anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't care if you win the war.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, this was...
You just want to shoot somebody with the raddest poop cannon you can think of. One time.
See, so, I don't know how it got to this, but I'm saying...
I think you zoned out for a little bit while we were talking about having an actual war.
Yeah, because I was really...
So, how are you going to propel the poo? Is it going to be CO2? Is it going to be air, compressed air?
I have many different types of friends with many types of abilities. I'm going to find some that can engineer this technology, and it's going to happen. And then, you know what, Rob? You're going to be like, hey, Mike, come over. I'll be like, hey, can you come outside real quick? I need help bringing this in. And then you'll come out there, and I'm going to blast you the turd, and that's how I'm going to test it. And then you'll be like... After you throw up and get it and cool down and change and take a shower and change your shirt, then you're going to be like, you know what? You're right. That's a great idea. It's going to work. And then...
I think our friendship would end immediately.
I don't know. I think you'd love the idea so much that once you cleaned off in the anger, you'd call me back and be like, dude, come on.
No, that's brilliant. I'd probably burn your house down.
PVC potato gun, but use poop.
That was my initial thought.
All right.
But listen to this. What if you wanted automatic loading? Would you have to like wear a backpack and then put a hose in your butt? And then whenever you poop, it just loads into the backpack.
No, Rob, you wouldn't have to do that.
I would love to see an instructional video on that.
Plus, oh man, no.
Here's how you load the
Take the vacuum hose. Make sure you use a lot of Vaseline.
These are ruining the integrity of my idea.
Insert approximately 4 inches into the rectal canal.
Because naturally, no one is going to be able to, at the ready, machine gun their own feces out of their butt into this.
Well, then they're not a true
Make
warrior.
Sure you drink plenty of milk of magnesia so it'll fit through the tube. Diarrhea gun.
That's disgusting.
You guys ruined it.
That's like good.
Both of you guys ruined good. It. I'm still going to do it, but you guys, you ruined
it's
it.
It's not funny.
Well, he's talking single shot. I'm trying to go like automatic weapons here. I mean,
but it's
diarrhea.
Not practical. No one's going to be able to, at the ready, just shoot turds out of their butt and enough to make it a machine gun.
Well, they're not a true warrior.
Right?
They don't want it bad enough.
If you cannot shoot poo out of your butt like a rocket or a cannon, then you're not a trooper.
He's got a point.
No, he doesn't. All right, fine. You guys killed my idea.
Let's come up with some other crazy inventions.
No, let's not.
Yeah. What else?
You're gonna throw a big unpractical spin on them. Things that can't happen. I'm trying to make this a real technology.
Facial cream made out of boogers.
What would that solve?
Wrinkles.
How though?
Well, it's wet and moisty. So
no clinical studies. Just
just start doing.
Let's just try it.
Well, children have been doing it for years.
No, they eat it.
Right, but they get it all over their face, too.
I used to eat paste in kindergarten.
Is that what's wrong with you?
You know, have you ever had that stuff? It's like minty.
No. I've smelled it, but I've never eaten it.
I used to eat it. Like it was pudding.
Yeah, I never ate that stuff when I was a kid.
I did.
However, when I was in pre-K, we did make Play-Doh that you could eat.
What was it made out of?
I don't remember. I know it had a lot of sugar in it. It tasted really good. I think it was like essentially
sugar, syrup, and sugar.
Yeah, it was probably like sugar, like some caro syrup and flour or something. I don't know what it was exactly, but
a little bit of butter.
Whatever it was edible, and I didn't have much Play-Doh left by the end of the day.
And maltodextrose and wet dye number 4.
What does that make?
I don't know. It's just a chemical.
So there's a new ice cream out right now. Limited edition Twinkie ice cream.
What? I actually bought some of that.
And Did you try it?
Yeah, I took it to a party. It has bits of Twinkie in it.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Oh, man, I was hoping it would be.
Where do you think?
I found it at a dollar store.
Where I saw it.
I bought it and I took it to a party that a friend of mine was throwing.
Well, I'm for sure buying it now.
It was really good.
You think Moto Mart has it?
It's possible, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I truly doubt it.
It's in the little one. What is it, a quart?
I just had a hunger hit me there for a minute.
Me too.
For some ice cream?
For like sweet, salty snack food and a...
It's too bad Dairy Queen's not open right now.
Sweet and salty snack food podcast.
Yeah, the Twinkie ice cream is really good.
Oh man,
it's like it's got bits of ground up Twinkie in it.
Well, that confirms it for me. It's a go. I'm gonna get it.
Do it. Go get it right now.
They're closed, Rob. Maybe that's why he asked about the gas station.
You crushed his dream. But you know what the gas station does have?
Gas.
All kinds of good stuff.
That is true. They got donuts and coffee, hot chocolate.
Because I could seriously go for an energy shot right now, and some sugar.
Yep, same here.
You both look like you're
fading crashing. And getting cranky.
All right, since Brett and Michael need to go refuel, we're going to take a break real quick. Listen to a message from our sponsor.
Are you tired of those unwanted toe hairs? Well, now there's all new Fluffy Scruffy. Fluff up the scruff between your toes.
Welcome back. We just got back from the gas station convenience store, and we got a little bit of stuff to keep us going for the rest of the night. Brett, what'd you get?
Caffeine.
That sounds like it.
I actually went the energy drink route, and you know, it's kind of overrated. I mean, it tastes great, but I miss my Java.
You wanted some coffee instead?
Yeah.
In the defense of energy drinks, you got, I won't name the brand, but you got the crappiest one.
You know what you didn't do is you didn't get coffee to mix with your energy drink.
Gosh darn it.
That's what we were going to do.
That's exactly why we went there. I just got Twinkies and a protein shake.
That's because you were thinking about that Twinkie ice cream, weren't you?
Because he balanced it out. Protein and Twinkie. I mean,
yeah,
it's an even diet.
It's like protein and carbs. What is that?
It's my protein shake.
Was that Muscle Milk?
No, it's Core Power.
I don't know what that is.
It's another brand.
I got an energy drink and a bag of chocolate. Look at me go. I'm the picture of healthy.
Well, I'm on the stupid cutting diet right now.
Yeah.
What is that?
Every once in a while, I'll eat real super lean and try to cut in and bring my abs back for Hey Girl. And
I'm workout done. What's cut in mean?
You watch your diet very closely and you train in a way that burns more calories / carbs than into fat. And you're trying to get your body fat percentage low. So, you know, that way you look better and, you take you from the gut to the 8-pack and make your muscle striations look more cut and more visible, and you just look better.
See, I have the opposite problem. I lost weight too fast, so like I show a lot of bones. Mm.
That's why you should get into bodybuilding, because if you lift weights, you fill back in with muscle mass and it looks good.
Yeah, you should come work out with us.
But you go to a different gym than I do, though, don't you?
I go to Gold's.
Me too.
Me three.
Wow, where do you go?
Gold's and or Hub.
You guys work out together?
I have two memberships.
Sometimes, yeah.
Can I work out?
Sometimes on Thursdays before we do podcasts.
Because I like I don't want to get huge. I like Mitch Gaylord's body. Not in that way. But I mean,
It kind of reminds me of Arnold Schwarzenegger told a guy when he goes, "I don't want to ever get that. I don't want to ever get that big." And then Arnold looks at him and goes, "You won't." It's kind of like you kind of stop long years before you get to that point where you're quote unquote too big, where you can't move or whatever.
You know, I said the same thing when I went to go get to get set up for my workout plan and stuff. I was like, I was talking to the personal trainer and I was like, "All right, I don't want to get big and bulky. I don't want to be like that." And he's like, "Don't worry, you're not." Because he's a competitive bodybuilder, and he was talking about how he's been working at it for 7 years, and he's not big and bulky at all. So it's like, it takes decades.
Was it one of the owners?
No, it was a friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, I'm all about it. I mean,
I actually used to work there.
Yeah, you were a janitor, weren't you?
I cleaned all the machines and the bathrooms and the locker room. I was there all night from like 10 till like 7 in the morning. It's kind of nice. Yeah, you know.
That's what I love about that gym is it's 24 hours most of the time.
Right. Except for like holidays and like occasional weekends, right?
The weekends.
Yeah.
They close at a certain time. But the weekdays, yeah, they're 24 hours.
Gives you access whenever you want.
Which is cool because if you ever go to the gym at like 1 in the morning or 4 in the morning
there's
or
nobody
whatever.
There.
There's nobody there. It's like you own the gym. It's like Right. Whatever you want to use. Because I hate the fact that it seems like if I go in the evening, whatever I'm doing, whatever somebody else is wanting to do too, and we're just fighting for the equipment. If I'm working out chest that day, everyone's working out chest that day.
What is
if
it?
I'm working out legs that day, everyone's working out legs that day.
What is it about us as a people that we hate waiting? Like, is it based on our culture? Is it like ingrained in us as humans? Well, why do we hate waiting?
Because waiting is not fun, and two, life is not permanent, so time is valuable, so we value our time, and we don't want to spend it. Plus, when you're working out, it's a completely different thing. You lose your pump, you lose your, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're trying to get it in.
Well, because I was thinking, I go grocery shopping at, like, midnight or 2 in the morning, because I hate work, like, anytime, it's the same as when you're at the gym. Anytime I try to go down an aisle, there's some old lady standing there right in front of the product that I want. And she's looking at all the other products for like 10 minutes, and I can't get in.
Yeah, and if you hit her, then you get in trouble.
Well.
What? I mean, what?
How much experience do you have in that area?
Well, if you hit an old lady early enough in the morning, no one's going to... No, there's cameras. I mean, I wouldn't do that.
Right. Have you ever done that, Brett?
Now, see, I have this issue. I don't know. Maybe it's a phobia of people. I don't know. But like if I see somebody standing in front of the spot where I want to be, I'll pretend I'm looking at the thing right next to it or behind them, like, that looks pretty neat. And then
you just don't want to impose on them at
right,
all.
Right. I just don't want to bother them. And then when they move, I like turn around instantly and grab what I want and go. You know, that's just me.
Wow.
It's kind of weird.
I mean, I also don't like people. I don't do that. But.
I'm fine with people. I just don't want to wait behind them.
Because mine's not really a phobia. Mine's I just don't like to be. I don't get anxious, like scared. I just get annoyed.
Right.
People make me angry. And when you have a lot of them in one place trying to function, you know, obviously a bunch of different minded people, you know, so everybody's trying to do different stuff. And then we try to do the same thing you're doing or get in your way. It's like, you know, now you're cutting into my time, and you're probably gonna do it in a stupid way. So it's gonna like it's gonna drive me even more nuts.
It's gonna get you hurt.
Like this drives me nuts at the store, right? You're at the store, and somebody goes, I don't know where I got this at. I got the wrong thing. And the person has to go back and scan it. Right. So just pay attention to what you're pulling up.
Dude, working in retail and with convenience stores and stuff, like working with the public, I've noticed that people don't read anything.
No, not at all.
There was, okay, here's another story from my convenience store days. We would have, I don't know why they did this, but they closed off one of the doors. Like, you know, you go into a building and there's two doors, one on the left, one on the right. And they would close off like the one on the left, and they would put, it was outside, they would put firewood in front of it. And on the inside, they would put like a rack of newspapers. So literally it can't be, it's not supposed to be open. The door right next to it, easily open, no problems. So people would pull on the door that had the wood in front of it slide the wood out of the way while they're pulling on the door, and then have to walk around the newspaper instead of going in the open door. Like, what is the point? I don't understand. It's like people are completely oblivious, and then when they pull the door and they realize that the wood's there and they've already moved it, they're like, "Oh, oops, I guess I shouldn't have done that." Like, are you not paying attention to anything in the world? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, it drives me nuts when people just don't read.
Yeah.
Like, cause you can have a moment where you don't catch what you're doing based off of like a habit or something. You walk in the door and you're like, "Oh, it's shut." But there's a sign right here that says, "Go around." I'll go around. You know, that's typically how I think. You know, I might get into a motion of going into a door enough times, and then, you know, so something's not right. I just go look. I scan first to see why it's not right. And then once I scan to see why it's not right and I make the right appropriate action, boom, there you go. And then sometimes I'll read something instantly, especially if it's the first place I'm
right.
I've never been there before because, you know, I'm kind of attentive like that. But
I have to deal with that all the time with, because people come to me for computer help all the time. And they'll be like, they'll be showing me something going on their computer. And then they're like, "Well, what do I do here?" And I'm like, there's a box on the screen. Like, what do I do? I'm like, the instructions are literally right in front of your face. You have to read one paragraph and it tells you exactly what you need to do. And they're like, "Oh, is that what that's for?" And then they'll go read through it and they're like, "Oh, okay." And they'll click on it. The next one will pop up. Like, what do I do here? Read the freaking box. Just read.
Well, maybe in that case, they want you to speed along the process so they can.
Well, no, I mean, it was like maybe an issue that they were having. There's a problem. They can't figure it out. They're like, "This isn't working." Oh,
they saw it before they turned it to you. If they would have just read the icon.
Well, a lot of times they'll click on stuff just to get it out of the way without reading it.
I see.
And then they'll be like, "What am I supposed to do?" I'm like, it's right there.
Gotcha.
It drives me nuts. I can't tell you how many times I've had to do that. Like, and a lot of times stuff will pop up on the screen if I'm working with somebody on a computer and they're like, like it'll pop up and then they're like, "So what do you do here?" And I'm like, "Well, you need to give me a second so I can read it." It's like, nobody knows how to read anymore. And all the instructions for everything you need to do is right there. Just read it. You read everything on Facebook and Twitter. I guess what we need to do is put instructions in 140 characters and then they'll be able to do it with emojis.
You know what really drives me nuts?
What's that?
Is so I work for the public, right? And here lately, I've had these employees who, I don't know if they don't know how to add or if they're just computer illiterate or if, I'm sorry, if they're just plain dumb.
I'm going to go with lazy.
But that too. But Christmas Day, right? I will never forget this. This guy, this old guy, poor fella, just wants to buy his food and be on his way. Pays with half card, half cash.
Right.
Which is kind of a peeve of mine. I don't know why. I don't like the whole, put $2 on this card, 50 cents on this one, put $3.75 on that one. If you go $3.76, it'll decline. You know what I mean? Just,
right.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah, I've dealt with them.
But anyway, so he pays half and half, right? He gives my cashier a $20 bill. Cashier presses the $20 bill button and he freezes. And the look of sheer panic comes across his face. And he says, "Brett, I need your help." I said, "I got a line of people. What's going on?"
Oh, the cashier had
the
panic on his face.
He goes, "No, man, I really need your help." I was like, "Okay, just tell me what's going on." "Well, I pressed the $20 bill button. He only owed me $3 and some change, and when I pressed the 20, it jumped up to $18.42. I said, "Okay, and?" "Well, why did it jump from 3 to 18? I said, "Well, you owe him $18.42, so that's what you take out of your drawer and give to the man."
Well, I can tell you right now, that's not right.
Well, I'm just a number. I'm spitballing here, right? And he was like, "But why did it go from 20 to 18?
It shows the amount that you owe him.
And I just could not drill it through this kid's head that the number that came up once you entered that in is his change. And I wanted to smack him.
You know, we had a guy that worked at that convenience store with me who, he didn't know how to count change. So, like, you know, if you owe somebody 16 cents, you give them a dime, a nickel, and a penny, right?
Mm-hmm.
This dude would count out 16 pennies.
Oh, God.
Because he didn't know how to add change.
Whoa.
He's also the guy that came to work with, like, black grease under his fingernails because he'd work on cars all the time, but he wouldn't wash his hands.
Are you sure it was cars?
Well, I don't know what it was.
Maybe he was scratching in areas and hadn't had a bath.
He had that Fremunda cheese up under his fingernails. But he also, he used to also work for the company that delivered donuts to us.
And he had the black, Yep.
I'm not saying the name of the convenience store I used to work for, so.
Scratching and making donuts.
I don't know if he made donuts, but.
That's extra yeasty right there.
You know what was really cool, though, is whenever that van would pull up outside and they'd open it, like, just the aroma of donuts smells absolutely incredible. But I asked a couple of the drivers one time, and they said they absolutely hate that smell.
Well, yeah, because they got to be around it all
day. That's their job. It's like that smell reminds them of work. That's got to be sad when the smell of donuts makes you sad or makes you upset.
There was a shop in Denver, Colorado, where I used to live, called Winchell's Donuts.
Not sponsored by Winchell's Donuts.
The most amazing cinnamon rolls I've ever had. Like back in the day, I don't know if y'all remember, but around here there was a donut shop called Andy's Donuts. There's a frog in here. Mm-hmm. Good Lord. Gosh.
Yeah, I think he made, I guess he made that poop cannon after all.
It's the protein.
That was Michael, everybody.
I can't think straight now. It's making my eyes water.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Sorry.
I think we're going to have another story for the worst smelling fart of the day.
Making my eyes water. I can't see the teeth, the tug of the lips.
That, my friends, is what you get when you combine Twinkies and Core Power Protein.
So what were you saying? Andy's Donuts?
But anyway, it was located downtown. Downtown Carterville, everybody. It's not there anymore. Sorry. But he would make these homemade cinnamon rolls, and I'd get them every morning on my paper route. That's one reason why I was really fat as a kid. And I would stop and get, wait, like,
the paper route made you fat?
Yeah, it really did. Like, I'd deliver newspapers, and on the way home, I'd bring home a basket full of cinnamon rolls. But anyway, this guy would, like, deep fry them and douse them with butter and cinnamon. And
that sounds freaking fantastic.
Oh, God, it was great. And then they would get, like, this crust on them that was, like, really scrumptious.
It was a good crust.
It was good crust, you know, not the kind you get in your underwear. But, I mean, it was just, oh, it was so good. And when you broke them open, like, the steam would come out from the center, and you'd get third-degree burns if you took a bite too soon. But, oh, it was delicious.
Rephrase.
Oh, it was bad.
Rephrase.
I live in a closet.
Speaking of cinnamon rolls, I actually...
Rephrase.
Speaking of guacamole...
Rephrase.
There once was a kitten who fell down a well, and he found an abandoned cinnamon roll. Speaking of cinnamon rolls...
Okay.
Speaking of cinnamon rolls, I went to IHOP one time, and they had a cinnamon roll French toast. Two amazing things. It was so good. It made me happy. And then I had that with hot chocolate. I went home and fell asleep into a sugar coma.
I believe it.
Because I just buried it in syrup. Now we're going to talk about food. Michael just winked at me. Did you just fart again?
Yeah.
You were holding that one in, weren't you, for a little bit of silence?
I was waiting. No, they're just happening. Random.
Speaking of flatulence, there's nothing more shocking when a woman finally just blows
wind
on you.
Ha, 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 happened to me. The woman I'm with now.
Hey,
yeah,
girl.
That's right. Hey, girl. Embarrassed.
He's
for a
calling
second.
You out.
On one of our very first times hanging out, she farted on me and then was pretending she was asleep.
How do you know she was pretending?
Because I know. She farted. I could feel the shame inside of her. And then I looked down and she was pretending she was sleeping. And I'm like,
did she have like a smirk on her face?
No, I could just, you know, you could tell when someone's faking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wrestling with a woman a long time ago who shall remain nameless because I won't do that to somebody. And I apparently pressed her stomach the wrong way. And all I heard was the winds of the Hurricane
the winds
Katrina.
Of the south.
Yes. But it was right. The look of shame on her face was totally worth it.
Why are we so ashamed to fart?
We're not, but women are.
Like
we,
everybody is. Like, if you fart in an elevator, you're going to be like, oh, God.
Not you're, really.
Like, you told the story about it. Michael told the story about it.
Crop dusted the old lady?
Yeah.
But like, or she walked into it. But
why are we ashamed of it?
It was, for me, it wasn't shame.
You said it was shame.
Yeah, I guess, okay. It's not going to torment me the rest of my life, you know?
Right.
It's not something like, now I laugh about it. It's just in that moment, there was a bit of shame and there was a bit of.
Right, but why? Why are we ashamed of that? Everybody does it.
Because it's kind of rude, you know.
It's involuntary.
Yeah, I know, but I mean.
Everybody's fine when you burp. It's the same thing. Thanks for illustrating my point. But I don't know, why are we ashamed to fart?
I'm never ashamed to fart. I mean, obviously he's not.
That sounded so fake. It sounded like a buzzer.
Trust me, it was very real.
Oh, I know it's real. I can taste it.
Onion and ketchup.
No, I don't know. I mean, those are questions I don't really, I feel like they're pretty obvious. People don't like people to smell their poop because it's embarrassing.
So you feel like they're full of shame because they feel vulnerable?
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, one, they're making someone else smell their crap, you know, and it's just one of those things where it's just taboo for an obvious reason, so I can see why people are ashamed of it.
You know how many words there are for that?
For what?
It's limitless.
For farting?
Yeah.
For cutting the cheese?
Yeah.
For baking the bread?
Rephrase.
For squeezing the guacamole?
Rephrase.
For Frenching the toast?
That's just, no.
You just made that up.
Of course I did.
Frenching the toast. That sounds so wrong.
I know, right? But it feels so right. No, that's not right.
I think Michael's running out of fuel over there.
We just went and got fuel.
No.
He got protein and gas.
Obviously.
Hey, you know what they call it when you fart in your wallet?
Gas money?
Yeah.
That rhymed too, by the way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Brad, I thought you fell asleep on your microphone over there.
They call me G. Willie.
G. Willie what?
To the pilly. I like pickles and chili. Uh-huh.
Are you trying to initiate another rap battle?
I will lose. I lost terribly last time. It was bad.
I was actually starting to flow, and then Rob cut me off. I remember.
I couldn't
stop laughing.
You cut me off with your laughter.
I got one word that rhymed, and then I was like, I got nothing.
You need to channel the aura of Wayne Brady. Quit staring at me.
I like potatoes and cheese. I lost my car keys. My wife has fleas. In her peas with carrots and stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was dripping with sarcasm.
Yeah.
You look like you're trying to formulate a thought over there.
I just rapped in my head and it was amazing. People were cheering.
Wish I could have heard it.
Yeah, I wish you could have too.
All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. We want to thank Brett for coming all up in here. Brett is going to be actually becoming a regular, so be prepared to listen to him a lot.
That's what they're trying to tell you, but they're hiding me in the closet.
Well, we're going to hide him in the closet, but we're going to give him a microphone so you can hear him from in there. But that's all he gets. He doesn't get a...
We will feed him.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll be
tasteless. Not a lot.
It'll be tasteless.
Random beatings.
Just ignore that. That's fine. Hey, make sure you check us out on justplainnonsense.ninja. Check us out on iTunes.
Do you have coffee? Is that coffee you're drinking?
No, it's hot chocolate.
Oh, never mind.
Espresso.
I was talking to you like I talked to Alexa.
I know you were. I'm surprised you didn't come on.
Alexa!
Nope, nothing.
Dang, she's just learning to ignore me.
Alexa, I love you.
That's really nice.
Alexa, listen to him, but not me?
Yeah, because you're screaming at her.
Alexa, don't take the abuse.
This is the end of the show. I'm Michael. And there's another guy.
And I'm Rob.
And that's Rob.
Right on the mic.
My sheep! My sheep!
What?
My sheep!
What is happening?
My sheep is a name that I said to you. My sheep is the word that I sing. It's true. My sheep, they like to sleep. My sheep's a mystical creature. Yeah, there's a mystical creature. And it likes to do stuff. Doing stuff with other people or creature-like things that it is. My sheep. They're always so happy, they never will weep. Oh my gosh, because they're named My Sheep. My sheep. Ooh, and they like to paint with their hooves. And they like to paint with the wolves. And they like to dust the window seal because it makes them feel real, real. That's what they do. They like to drink Mountain Dew, but only diet because they're fat. Because they don't want to carry all of that because they are a creature you've never seen. So you'll never know if they're dirty or if they're freaking clean. Mop sheep.
Oh my gosh.